Hey guys, it's your best fight friends. I'm Kelsey, that's Rachel. We're back, Rachel. We're better than ever.
Hi.
You know, I mean, it depends what you mean by better. You know, today Kelsey attended the Professional Fighters League had a press conference today for the upcoming fight in their women's lightweight division between reigning champion Kayla Harrison and Jenna Fabian. Well, Rachel, there's a viral moment that happened on the call today when a media member asked, basically had a question for Jenna Fabian, and so we want your reaction. You're our expert on women, right? Because you're a woman. Well, you're a woman.
Okay.
You're more of an expert than me. I knew when this dude asked this question, I was like, Amy Kaplan from fansided.com, friend of the show, let's call her that. She was there. She recorded it and shared it with the world. So that is how you're going to watch it now.
Okay. I'm going to watch Amy's sharing of it.
Got a question for Gina. Big fan of yours, everything like that. Don't take it the wrong way, but you're a pretty woman, not just a pretty woman. You can fight pretty well good, too. In this sport of MMA, it's kind of kill or be killed. And a lot of people that fight Kayla, they kind of stand around and wait to be killed. Are you going to be the aggressor when you step into that ring? Are you going to kind of wait around and try to pick your punches like you usually do? Or are you going to go for it all?
Firstly, I just correct you. My name is Jenna, not Gina.
I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
If you were interviewing a guy, would you say to him after pronouncing his name wrong, would you say, "Hey, by the way, you're a really handsome guy, you know, but oh, you can fight too"? Like, would you say that to a guy? No, how you talk to them based off of their skill and based off of them as a human being. Not, oh, you're a beautiful man.
No, correct. No,
that's pretty disrespectful. She's a professional.
No, I agree. I was just saying, sometimes, you know, in this MMA sport, you know, they confuse some women, you know, with being scared to be hit in a sport that's kill or be killed. That's all I was implementing on that one, Kayla.
Say something like that. I don't know. It's just my opinion, but.
Got it. No disrespect. Sorry if it came out that way or anything, but I was just meaning it as, you know, sometimes people don't want to be hit in this sport, but that was...
Be hit in this sport. Nobody wants to get hit. Like, nobody wants to get hit.
All right, let's take...
So anyway, it was a fun call, first of all, but I think because Kayla's awesome.
Well, let me
get your reaction to the... First, I want your reaction to the question, and then I want your reaction to the reaction. As the expert woman.
As the expert woman on Real Talk with Kelsey and Rachel.
Probably the expert.
Here's the thing. Is when the question was coming out of his mouth, saying her name wrong, but that aside, people make mistakes like that. He said something else kind of awkward later where it seemed to me maybe he's like a little bit nervous.
Yeah, I agree.
So, that aside, then he immediately goes into, like, you're really pretty, and you fight pretty well good, too. I think those are the exact phrase that he used. You fight pretty well good, too. I don't know how else to interpret that, but as, like, you know, I'm going to say something.
We're not going to edit it, maybe.
It's like when you say to somebody of a certain ethnicity that you're really, like, you speak really well.
yeah, and they've had to run, like, PSAs, right, on the radio or TV to, like, teach people, hey, this is racist, don't say this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, this is one of those things where I can't really, and I don't have a problem with, like, I think that it's true that, like, women are beautiful and that I think it's okay that women are beautiful, that people see women as beautiful. I think that that's fine, but there's something about why are you phrasing it this way? Like, I don't even know what you're asking in this question. Also, you're a media person on this call. This isn't even the time or place, I don't think, for anybody to comment on somebody's attractive.
Unless, flash forward 5 years, they're married. Yeah, I mean...
You mean the two of these people are married?
Yeah, Jenna and the guy that asked her. Maybe that was his weird flex works out in the end.
No. He's like, no, not after, not after this? Like, Kayla jumps in and just is like, uh-uh. I mean, it's like you... uh-uh. Kayla won't put up with this. Do your clap thing for Kayla.
What? Kayla won't put up with it. And I knew the best part about it, and I even messaged Amy about this. Like, well, it happened. We were talking about it. The person that you showed us the clip was that as it happened, like, Kayla's face was like, huh? And, like, it, she didn't, you didn't see it in the clip, but Jenna gives, like, a longer answer than that. And then Kayla, like, remembers and comes back. And I knew, I was like, there's a 90% chance or higher.
Okay,
she's
yeah.
going to say something to this dude about what he said. And, like, look, people make mistakes. And I think that things tend to work out. You know, this, for I don't know where he comes from, whoever he is. What situation in life, what he's grown and learned, and how he's grown and learned. Everybody grows and learns, but it took care of itself, right? I thought that most people would agree that the question was not appropriate or dumb, and Kayla stood up for that viewpoint pretty well, and I feel like hopefully the person who asked the question thinks about it and grows from the experience, right? I mean...
Yeah, I just can't... If it were me and somebody was like, hey, you're pretty. You fight pretty well, too. Are you afraid to get hit in the cage?
But she's a professional
fighter.
I'm like,
are you saying that, like, I'm not, like, putting my all into this sport because I'm afraid to get hit?
Well, because you, or, like, are you saying that, like, that because you think I'm pretty? Like, it's
like,
a weird...
I'm so vain that, like, I'm going to get in the cage and, like, not want to get hit in the face because I'm pretty? Like, it's...
Okay, but here, let me, I want to be this guy's advocate as the representative of a guy. What if, like, Jenna Fabian is just so pretty to him that it just broke his brain and, like, he said the media thing and, like, because the way he talks is kind of disjointed and, like, I don't really know what question he's asking. Maybe that's just, it happens to everybody, right?
Yeah, and I don't know her, so, like, I haven't followed her career, Jenna Fabian.
Yeah.
And so I don't know what she, you know, puts out there. Like, so you take somebody else where I am more familiar with, and that's Paige Van Zandt.
Okay, but she's not that, right. So it would have been
Paige
maybe
Van
if
Zandt
she's like a model.
Got, like, questions like that when she went into bare knuckle boxing. Because yeah. People were like, hey, a lot of your social media, you know, what you do is putting out there that you're attractive. Like, you...
Yeah, she's
this
a model.
Is,
that's part
so
of
So, like,
job.
What do you... When you get hit with somebody's bare knuckles and it tears up your face, because that actually does happen in that version of bare knuckle boxing.
I mean, yeah.
You know, she got asked that question. So, I don't know if Jenna Fabian, like, leads with, like... I don't know too many of these variables.
The Paige Van Zandt stuff, I remember that was before her first fight against Bret Hart. I talked to Paige Van Zandt, and I remember those. We talked about that as well, but we talked about it in the context of, like, this is a. I think it's still a pretty dumb question, right? I mean, I feel like if somebody is choosing to be a fighter, a professional fighter, even an amateur fighter, that, like, it's a weird question to ask somebody. Like,
I think that it's kind of legitimate. So, like, take somebody who maybe is, like, a model. Like, that's their first thing they do. Yeah. I don't know any names of current models.
What?
But, like...
I'm just playing my own face.
But somebody who's on, like, you know, covers of magazines and, like, they do this. And
Paige
clearly... They're outside, like, and they, but no, Paige Van Zandt has a history in the sport. I'm saying somebody who doesn't. And then they're like, you know what? Like, I've done modeling, and now, like, I'm going to keep doing that, but I'm also going to do this. And it's a rough sport. Like, they want to do MMA, or they want to do boxing, or something like that. I think that it's like, hey, you make your money off your face. Like, hey, here's what could happen to your face. How are, like, tell us about that. How do you feel about that? So I do think that there's a way where it makes sense. The way this question was phrased was almost as if, like, hey, you're a pretty girl inside the cage, and pretty girls, like, inside the cage aren't great fighters. You're pretty well good at fighting, but that's the way it came out of this guy's mouth. And I'm not even, like, putting a lot on him because I'm not a media person. I'm sure it can be nerve-wracking to be on calls, and it's your turn.
You definitely seem nervous.
To ask a question, and you... And I think just asking... like I said, I don't know Jenna, but, like, Kayla intimidates me because she's seems
she'll tell you what she
so
thinks.
Direct and abrupt that, like, I'm like, well, shoot, if I, like, you know, kind of say something, like, in a, you know, I like, look, like, away or something, she might be like, hey, you know, just, like, call me out on, like, I don't even know what, I'm not even prepared, I just have this question, like, I'm reading it off a piece of paper, you know?
Well, when you and I make jokes about, like, me, like, having something on my face or something stupid, it's always the person calling me out on it. In our joke, I'm talking to Kayla Harrison, and she's like,
she's like, hey, dude, you got that on your face. Yeah. She's not somebody, really. I mean, we're exaggerating how direct she is. She might very well be somebody who would be like, hey, off camera, I wanted to let you know.
No, she would tell you. But she's awesome.
She is. I appreciate when people are direct.
There's no duplicity in Kayla Harrison.
Exactly. And that's something that's really important to me, and it's something that I work on because I'm a people pleaser. So I go in the opposite way. But, like, so I don't want to call out this guy.
I think that this should be a show that we get to watch. This guy interviewing people, calling them by the wrong name. Which, again, like, that happens. And
it totally happens.
And, like, asking weird questions that people hate. I mean, it's all the big lead. It's all, like, everywhere. Sites everywhere reporting this thing. This guy's gone viral, baby.
We spelled, like, a guy's name wrong in the title of a story once, I think. Like, it happens. Those kind of mistakes definitely happen. Oh, my gosh. I say everybody's name wrong on our show.
Oh, I do. Yeah, well, I practice it. I try to practice it.
Like, I think it's cereal. Cereal gone. I've only recently learned that, and I was always saying cereal gone.
You were always saying that. I was not, people, because I'm a professional.
And then what? Habib's name. Our viewers told us how to pronounce his name correctly.
But I still see people.
And then
say,
I say, like, Habib Nurmagomedov. I just kind of, like, try to get it out there as fast as I can. So, like, I can't, like, I'm not. I just want to say I don't know this guy. It's just, I can't get around the phrasing of the question. And
it was fun, I'll tell you that. It was a pretty fun press conference, but this was definitely the most fun moment because you were like, because it's also something where I was like, oh, he's dead. And then he told me he was. This guy's dead. It was like 5 minutes later too, I feel like. It wasn't like when the thing you watched, it was like right after it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that fight is this week. It's
Thursday,
week, baby.
We're recording this Monday. The fight is this Thursday.
So it's exciting. Kayla Harrison versus Jenna Fabian. Big fight in the women's lightweight division.
These are semifinals?
Semifinals. So the winner here fights for $1 million.
In October.
Is that how he does it? That's pretty old, too.
Yeah.
We've become the people. Not only do we buy prunes, but also we become the people that, like, do, like, movie things from, like, you know, Gone with the Wind. What? Before movies. Before pictures had sound. Oh. Happens to everybody. You know what doesn't have to happen to everyone?
But that guy was wishing he was doing a media conference with no sound.
There's also, though, something that sometimes people do stuff and they're like, yeah. You know, like, they want it. They want it to happen.
Yeah, this might be, like, a good thing for this guy.
Yeah, know? There was a guy at the recent Conor McGregor press conference with Dustin Poirier that, like, you know, made a big, like, I think sometimes people go, I don't know if that's what happened here, but I'm just saying, let's not make up the story that he's not pleased.
Yeah.
Because he might be a super villain.
I don't think that he is, based on his tone when he was asking, but
I think a good life rule is, when if you have to start something out with, not to disrespect you, but here's the thing I want to say, right?
I don't even remember because I just watched it once. Did you start that?
Yeah.
Like, no offense?
Yeah, yeah. No offense, but you're an idiot. Do you know what I mean? Like, never, that's a clue that you're on the wrong track. Any kind of, like, thing like that. No offense, no disrespect.
You better be prepared that whatever you're asking is going to push some buttons.
You might as well just say, hey, I think you're an idiot, and I'm just going to say whatever I think. You know what I mean? Like, just be out there. Anyway, we're grateful that you choose your time to spend with us to watch us react to reactions.
Hey, if you're watching this on YouTube, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Tell us your reaction to that what we just gave a reaction to in the comments.
Yeah, dude, you do a reaction to our reactions to reactions.
It'll be Inception of reactions. If you're listening via podcast, review and subscribe, and we will see you next time.